I would just like to add a few words before I quit on this subject of self-defense. The Black Panther Party, as you all know, is named the Black Panther Party for self-defense. One of the cardinal principles, which I have learned to regard as one of the most important, because it is most important to secure your community. Sometimes it's difficult to march ahead when you have a fear-ridden community that winces every time a siren goes down the street. Sometimes it's difficult to operate as human beings when every knock on the door might bring the pig inside. Often, it's almost impossible to live knowing that you are almost an outlaw in the old English sense, where every man could take your life without penalty or fear. It's difficult to live that way. And yet, as most of you know much better than I, that is the way life in the ghetto runs in this day and age in America, 1969. If you have the power to defend yourselves by weapons that are legal, then you have the power to start to rid the ghetto of the overriding fear of invasion that paralyzes so much action. You have the power to put an end to one of the chief drawbacks of all black communities, the control of the black community. So I say to you, and I'm speaking both as a lawyer and as a human being, that what I'm advocating here is perfectly legal. It's perfectly in the American tradition. It's in the tradition of all men who respect themselves and their families and their friends and those who share their common needs and desires, that you must stand ready until a better age arrives to protect yourself, your community, your friends, your lives, your property, and the very things that give life meaning. You must be able to stand as a man and a woman. And if you have to, it is better, where it's necessary, to retaliate than to bend the head or bare the back for one more minute. One more minute of backbending. One more minute of scraping to the voice of white authority is 1 minute too much. You cannot afford to spend that minute. You must stand ready to defend yourselves. And if you are ready, I hope that you won't have to. But don't shrink if you have to. It is almost worse to be ready and able to defend yourselves and to freeze on the trigger when the time comes. Because then you will have told the power structure that they need not fear you. And you open up the whole sad trail of misery and depredation that has characterized life on this continent for so many years. Power to the people!